This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is 100% correct. Once again, the off-air show. I mean, we're pretty honest on air. Often gets me in trouble. You don't mind that. It was Chad.
Good with you getting in trouble?
It was Chad. It wasn't me. The off-air is even more honest. Yes, there are. Well, we'll just pass on that one. We'll pass on that one. Hey, my name is Chad Hartman. Good to have you back, Dave Harrigan.
Thank you, Chad.
Yes. Did you listen to the entire show yesterday when you were off?
No. I will say I heard a good portion of Overrated, Underrated Properly.
What'd you think?
Charlie is tremendous.
Yeah. He's saltier than you.
He really is.
He's the saltiest of all of us.
I'm trying to remember. Now it's escaping my mind. The one that was akin to his Q-tip Underrated from a few months ago.
Yeah, the Q-tip one. He suggests is one of the three greatest sensations in life.
Yes, he had another one yesterday that was kind of similar. Sensation. Now I can't remember what it was, but
he was destroying Christmas cookies. Also, said Christmas cookies are all basically garbage. I'm having Jenny's Christmas cookies right now. They're excellent.
Far from garbage.
They're outstanding. Bravo.
Bravo. Took a photo of the tray. It's lovely. I mean, just the tray, the colors.
The presentation.
Yes, she does a very excellent job.
We're going to get to Christmas holiday traditions. Your favorite ones at 2:05.
Okay.
You know, because I have my favorite one tonight. I'll save that 2:05. What was Charlie's bitter, cynical? God. He went to school with Hunter.
Did he?
And when he gets bitter and cynical like that, I feel like he's almost like my
son. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check out the Chad Hartman Show podcast.
Yes, a podcast. Although, just text Charlie because it's driving me nuts right now. What was it? Because Susie kind of gets overrated, underrated, properly rated. She really doesn't, though. Because
if I like it, is it overrated?
Yes. Yes. And once again, you've been gone the last two Mondays. We'll say to her at 12, both of us at different points, Susie, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Then it's 106. She's just done the newscast. Well, if it's Susie, she's done the newscast, probably 109. Okay. And then she starts writing down. Then she'll not only ask us on air and off air. If I love it, it's overrated, right? No. If you love it, first of all, you know, overrated. It doesn't live up to the expectations.
I feel like this is my failure. I should have made a cheat sheet with definitions of what overrated, underrated, and properly rated are for Susie. So she could just have it at the desk in the newsroom and be ready each Monday when she's called on at 108.
A cheat sheet. I mean, is it? She's a journalist.
That's true.
And we love her. Okay, we love Susie.
And she's smart as a whip.
Oh, she is. There are people in this building I don't know if I love. I got to be honest. I love Susie. But, yes, she may need.
All of us have just like a mental block about certain things, right? For her, this is the block.
Sadly, my blocks are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay. Let's start with the protest yesterday. Lowry Tunnel. Pro-Palestinian protest. And we're stopping rush hour traffic to make our point. I am all for expressing your words And then we can have debates on how far the words go. Again, the Harvard professor is going to last. We're going to get to anti-Semitism with Michael Hsu, who's been on the show a number of times before, because he, along with Richard Painter, are looking at the U of M and saying, what are we doing about anti-Semitism at the U of M? So Michael Hsu is with us at 2:35. There can be times, including when you're calling for the death of individuals. We're speaking out on one side of the issue. You're on the other side of the issue, and I'm wishing death upon you. No. For code of conduct, for guidelines of responsibility, I don't think it's that difficult to say that violates a code of conduct. I just really don't. And by the way, in this case, it was towards Jews. Anti-Semitism on campuses has been an issue for a while. Anti-Semitism throughout the planet is becoming a bigger issue. There was a situation in Poland, I'm going to mention, when we have Michael Hsu on the air. But by the way, if it was death to women, to Muslims, to another religion, another race, it would have been every bit as outlandish along the lines of saying, hey, this is a violation of code of conduct. Again, First Amendment rights is to protect you from the suppression of government. Free speech is different. When you are protesting, I assume your end goal is we would like exposure to what we're saying, and we would like this protest to play some role in moving us even a small amount closer to our end goal, whatever that might be. Is that fair?
Yes.
So when you protest and you shut down traffic, which has happened, I don't know how frequent it is here compared to elsewhere, but if you've lived here for a while, you can think of notable points where, listen, I was headed to a Wolves game about 3 weeks ago. Protest right here in downtown Minneapolis, right? I think it was pro-Palestinian. I believe that was the cause. I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. Yesterday, obviously, was pro-Palestinian. Think about after George Floyd and a couple other protests, right on 94. Now, you get visibility. Now, in my paper that was delivered to lovely Plymouth, yes, I still get the paper. It was not in there. This morning when I looked at the trip fairly early, it was the lead story. So on a visibility sake, I guess they did achieve, hey, we noticed what was going on. But does it get them closer? Whatever the cause might have been, this could have been pro-Israel. This could have been pro-Trump. This could have been pro-LGBTQ. You name it. Could have been pro-get Chad Hartman a membership at Pine Valley. That's the one I'm really behind.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of people behind that.
Well, there's one. Me.
All right, you go hang out in the tunnels.
Yeah, if one person just run me over and just keep going. You know, who was that? I don't know. He had some Pine Valley vest on. You know, so we hear about it. We're maybe stuck in traffic over it. But does it get you closer to your end goal? Now, I still go back, and I really like John. When John Williams was here, when John would just speak out so frequently about, we got to protest, we got to protest. And there was one day, the protest disrupted John's driving to the station. John, rarely mad. Oh, he was furious. Because it cost, he had to divert, he was stuck in traffic, and he was very, very upset. Mm-hmm. So we all can't just have our lane of, literally pun intended, hey, I'm all for the protest as long as it doesn't affect me. But when you're involved like these folks were yesterday. Are they just conceding that this isn't going to advance their story, but they're going to get the 5 o'clock news is to click over, radio stations to pay attention, and newspapers to pay attention. So it may cause people to look and say, oh, okay. So those were the folks who stopped traffic in the Lowry Tunnel. I should read more about it. Is that their logical step one, step two, step three? Hang on. Let's pause. I want to hear what you have to say about that, Dave, and you also. What is your initial reaction when you see a protest when the intent is to stop traffic? Not just on campus at a university, at the Capitol, other places, but when you're disrupting people's lives in some way and you're ticking off some people, maybe even supporters of your cause, whatever it might be, are you accepting that maybe you're not advancing close to your goal, but you're just taking the eyeballs? Or are you also out there just to tick people off because you're ticked off that your side isn't garnering as much support as you would like? I would love to hear phone calls on this, texts on this. I appreciate anybody who is listening at any time, including our podcast, Chad Hartman Show. Get the podcast anywhere you get your podcast, whether it's Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Call or text 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is prime for me. High school.
Yes, little Jay Giles.
Jay Giles. This is, I have a very distinctive memory about this one that I'll share with you off air that I'm not going to share on air.
Oh.
Not going to share on air. So, Jay Giles, I thought, you know where I thought you were going to go today? It's Francis Albert Sinatra's birthday. Frank Sinatra, I think I saw it, if alive, would have been 108 today.
Would have been pretty good.
That's
good. A really nice run.
Yeah. Would have been a good run. So I don't think you're playing all Jay Giles.
No, I am not doing that.
Are you saying, love, it's over, you're done with it, you're moving on?
This one I marked down when we had a story about December 11th, which was yesterday, a couple weeks ago, that it's now known as Breakup Day.
Oh, that's right.
That is the day that most people, as they enter the holidays, say, I don't really want to buy a gift for this person. We're just going to wrap this whole relationship up and call it a day. So we're playing a playlist for those people that got dumped yesterday.
Let's remember that when we get to Christmas holiday traditions, because for some, one of their favorite Christmas holiday traditions might be dumping somebody.
Yeah, dumping or getting together. I could see
yeah,
that too.
The hookup.
I've seen what they do on the Hallmark Channel. A lot of people get together around the holidays.
Do they have like the X-rated Hallmark Channel?
They should.
Yeah.
Wasn't there, was it Hallmark or Lifetime where there's, I mean, certainly not an X-rated, but a scene that goes a little beyond kissing this year?
I mean,
little bedroom scene.
What is that on Hallmark? They wake up, they're in bed together?
I don't know. I think maybe a little bit more passion shown on the screen.
I highly doubt it. Carla loved and still probably loves the Hallmark Channel.
Really?
We're together. There was a lot of Hallmark Channel. Mike and I'd be like, can we adjust the TV situation here to get the Hallmark Channel eliminated? It would save us.
I think you mean, can you pause it and rewind it to the beginning so I can get the popcorn and watch this with you, honey?
No. Another reminder, too, popcorn. Overrated. Our mutual friend Ross Brendel asked me about that yesterday. Popcorn. Ugh. Just doesn't lift up.
Movie popcorn is tremendous.
Oh, yeah. Put that unidentifiable oil on there.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. And keep putting it on there.
It's awful. Okay. So we're talking the protest, Lowry Tunnel yesterday, pro-Palestinian. Do individuals, whatever the cause, believe that by doing this, disrupting life during rush hour and getting eyeballs on it, do they believe they're truly going to get people to change their minds, or are they just getting the eyeballs on it? What do you think?
Both. I think it works.
You do.
I do. I absolutely would, because, as you said, it made the papers, made the TV stations. You wouldn't be talking about it today if they showed up at Government Plaza here across
the
street.
I would not have.
In front of the government center and just held up signs and yelled towards the building or yelled towards the people walking on the street, driving around. But, yeah, I mean, we saw it from Black Lives Matter, as you mentioned, after George Floyd, time and time again, whether it was 94 or 35W, whatever, shutting it down, and it angers a lot of people. Everyone stuck in traffic, I'm sure, yesterday was ticked off.
I would have been, too. I'm not, you know, if it was a protest that I most vociferously believed in, I'm probably a fraud because I still would have been booked.
Yeah, I would have been absolutely
booked.
I would
have said I'm with you, but.
But for the 1%, 2% of people in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area that were annoyed and bugged because they got caught in traffic yesterday because of the protest.
Even less than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you give 99% of the people that would have had no idea there was a protest going on, that all of a sudden now they have the opportunity to read about it in the newspaper, hear about it on the radio, watch it on TV. And
Should the punishment be stronger for disrupting traffic? Or is that great pandering by politicians trying to look like, I feel your pain, I'm with you, because most of the folks who propose those bills don't agree with the issue the protester has brought up, which is why they're saying the fines aren't strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people who would agree with what they're saying on the highway wouldn't be the ones trumpeting, hey, this isn't the place to do it. I'd have more respect for the purity of the effort if a senator or a House member said, there's no cause that means more to me than that, but this isn't the place to do it. That's not happening.
No. And then the protesters have to ask, what is the place to do it? Because the whole point is to disrupt. The whole point is to ruffle some feathers. And if you're telling me I have to go on a, well, like I said, in front of the government center or wherever you happen to be in some public, you know, go to a park, well, what's the point?
Let's get to a few texts also. In about 7-8 minutes, Ask Adam Anything. If you want to start your texts for Ask Adam Anything, that is allowed. Among the texts, I find it difficult to understand how a Jewish Democrat is comfortable voting for the party. The vast majority of the increase in anti-Semitism is from the far left. Why would I say that? Because if it was a white supremacist, it would be the lead of every news broadcast. Since it's extremist left wing, we leave the perps nameless. Okay. Let's not forget the rise of white supremacy over the last 5-10 years in this country has been dramatic. And if you weren't paying attention to that, that's because you stuck your head in the sand. Okay, so let's be clear about that. And white supremacy is driven more by the right. Let's also acknowledge that a lot of the protests and a lot of the, not just protests, but pure, unadulterated, flat-out, no-question anti-Semitic comments since Hamas brutalized 1,200 Israelis is from the left. No denying that. But does that mean because the further left, and maybe not as far left as a lot of people thought, does that mean you then change your whole core beliefs in why you supported a party? I would say the same thing if you're a member of the right. If you disagree with the extremes of the right side of your party, if you're Republican, and you find what they're saying abhorrent, but then the general main of the Republican Party you still agree with, should you then switch parties? I think to me you call out the edges of your party doesn't mean, again, if let's say you're Republican in this case, better taxing system, less government, more libertarian approach, more states' rights. If then there, and we've had the rise of white supremacy, right? And in certain cases, it's benefit Republicans, just like some of the folks who are flat out anti-Semitic and still may vote for Democrats, may benefit. But do you leave your party because of the extremists?
No. I think once the extremes start taking up the leadership and the direction of the party, then you've got some serious moves you need to make.
During the last protest downtown, I had to make a move, close-circuit sushi boy, and drive down Nicollet Mall to get out of the mess. It didn't make me more aware of anything except what boobs they were. Can we use what boobs they were?
Like you just did twice.
Ticks me off and does nothing to make me feel any pity or sympathy for the cause. Doesn't matter what side. If this was the Israeli cause, I would feel the same way. Protests like yesterday that interfere with people's normal lives do nothing in my mind to support the cause. How about just reporting that people legally block traffic without reporting what they are protesting? I'm reading all these texts here. I understand disrupting society caused people to be forced to pay attention to protests, but if I was on my way to my child's school play, which I was after work, and the protest caused me to miss play, which I did, I would have zero respect for the cause. Now, does it make you, let's say if you're sympathetic to the cause, you believe in it, but now in this case, I'd be mad too if I missed my kid's play. Does it make me just change my view and now I'm against the cause? No. Right?
I would think not.
I would hope not.
That'd be very wishy-washy.
Just because 20 people did this, but you philosophically believe in something that tens, if not hundreds of millions, believe in. So because of those 20, you're out. I don't think you're going that far. Hey, we got to pause. He's demanding. He wants his time. Let's go. Let's get texts and phone calls for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.